As I mentioned earlier, this gospel continues from last Sunday's gospel and the Sunday before that. Humanly speaking, these teachings are kind of like coarse sandpaper on our skin. But if we can master them, it is the polishing of our souls in heaven. Just like sandpaper, what is the coarsest, 40 or I don't even know anymore. It goes up to 360, but that sandpaper, it polishes that fine stuff. It really polishes, woodworkers know what I'm saying. It polishes just like all these readings. If we can master them, they will be polishing our soul for God and before God. But of course, that last bastion to be conquered so many times is forgiveness of people that we don't like or who might be enemies. Now, I don't think we should have too many personal enemies in our lives, maybe just people that have rubbed us the wrong way, maybe. Enemies can be more national, I think. But we do have people that rub our souls the wrong way. Those who might have broken our hearts, bullied us maybe, took advantage of us financially, used us in some way or the other and are ungrateful, never said thank you. Lots of times people don't even know that they have offended us. And we don't know who we have offended often. Someday, if we're in heaven, we'll be perfect, like our Father in heaven is perfect. We must be. That's what he demands. And we must become like Christ. So can we hang on a cross, be mocked and battered by those we created, and still love without all telling there? Not only did Jesus do it, he pronounced forgiveness that same very day, without even so much as a thank you. Not only did he do it, but who was there for him? Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, John, they were the only ones, his only supporters. Everyone else had fled. Forgiveness is an act of the will, and God wills it. God wills it. Not only wills it to us, he wills us to do it to others. It's often our emotions, though, that prevent us from forgiveness. Pride. Pride's an emotional thing. With no reciprocal love being shown, the quality of Jesus' love on the cross is unmatched. It's just absolutely unmatched in human lore. He was showing a love without getting it in return. Enemies and forgiveness reveal our hearts to ourselves. And Jesus teaches us that to love those who love you, it's nothing special. Even the sinners do that, he says. Can you love those who hate you? How do you get rid of enemies? You make them your friends. And it can be done. It's really our baptismal call. At its core, forgiveness is supernatural. We're not capable of it as human beings. It needs supernatural help. It needs grace, the grace of God to become forgivers. And that's what God wants of us. Only God can free you to forgive. And it starts with your act of the will to forgive a person. And if you can't do it, then we pray to God, please forgive them. Please forgive these people on my account, Lord. I can't do it right now. I need help, but please forgive them. That's the first step. We ask God to forgive those who we cannot forgive because we don't want anything hanging over our heads. God forgives us. Will we forgive others? Often the mistake we do is we think that prayer is a one-time thing. Oh, please forgive them, Lord. Oh, that's good. Now it's done. No, it's not. Sometimes they are there for a lifetime, and they need to be prayed for a lifetime. That's the important thing to remember. The degree of hurt we have received may require to pray for a lifetime for them. Many people are hurt irreparably and are called to heroic forgiveness. The consequence of not forgiving, though, is what? It's anger. It's anger in our hearts. Do we really want a lifetime of anger in our hearts from enemies? because they live rent-free up here in our heads, always causing angst in our lives. That's why Jesus, don't forgive them for my sake, Jesus would say. Forgive them for your sake. And it's only going to start with the supernatural. God is the one. Jesus is the one that can help you to forgive. And it takes time in many cases. Difficult people teach us what is truly in our hearts and what we need to conquer. The greatest reason to forgive, however, and Jesus says it in the Lord's Prayer, forgive. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. What is that saying? Lord, forgive them like I forgive them. And if we don't forgive, then we're telling God not to forgive us. Forgive us like we forgive, Lord. We must learn how to forgive, and we have to ask of it. We have to ask it. If we can't do it, we need God to help us. And don't be discouraged that 2 months from now I just prayed for them, and then they're back right here. That's why we keep praying. It's the only thing we can do. We throw ourselves on the mercy of God for ourselves. We throw them on the mercy of God for our sake, too. See, the measure which with we measure will be given to us. The last words in the scripture today. Jesus' words, if you forgive others, you have no worries before me. So can we forgive others? And if we can't, we have to ask Jesus, forgive them, Lord. Ask and you will receive. How important is that principle? Lent, it's right around the corner. Make a list of people you need to pray for. It's time to heal. It's time to heal in your lives. We always pray for forgiveness. We have people in our hearts that we just can't get over sometimes. There's only one man who can do that for us. It's the man Jesus. Let us pray to him for our help.